My name's Duncan. I'm with the World Bank. I just wanted to know, I'm interested to, on the last question to know, Peter, your involvement with Colorado briefly, and to some extent there's state issues in the United States, so there's clearly state issues with places like Bihar and Maharashtra in India. Chujong, I just wondered, are there examples where these kind of state conflict issues are coming into play in China as well? It's much harder to see these kind of issues because of the more perhaps top-heavy nature of the Chinese government at times to be able to understand whether these issues are also at play in China too.
As far as I can see, I think the most conflict comes from Yellow River Basin. So, for example, one of the province we serve is Ningxia Province. Ningxia Province is the upper reacher, upstream of Yellow River Basin, and they got lots of water. But then those provinces in the lower reach, like Henan Province, Shandong Province, they don't get enough water. So those provinces are fighting for water every year, and they're trying to say, okay, we want Ningxia Province to save water, so to reallocate to lower reach provinces. But then Ningxia Province saying, okay, why do I want to save water? I don't benefit unless you give me some benefits of saving those water. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. So that's one of the major water conflicts. And China's government is trying to use water rights reallocate of those water resources to resolve the problem. But the thing is that Ningxia Province would not want to give up their historical allocation of water. So how do you deal with those political issues? So that's one of the major problems in China.
And maybe I would like to at least add something to that. On Maria Celeste was referring to, I've been involved in the Krishna Basin in southern India more than other parts of India, and there you have it's somewhat like a small Colorado River. You have three states sort of trying to share that water out, but you have these challenges around. This morning, John was showing the lower, this old rice systems at the bottom of the river. But what has happened is the water has slowly moved up the basin because you've had the cities developing, you have new agriculture developing, you've now got the sugar cane and the milk production further upstream being, and it's basically, although there are some institutional systems in place, they're not adequate to sort of manage that process. And now what we've seen in the last 20 years is the large-scale infrastructure took the water off and used it for irrigation. But now in the last 20 years, it's really been the small-scale intervention, small dams, wells, and that's kept the hydrology going down. And so the institutional structure that Maria Celeste was talking about, the reforms, this is the sort of thing that's very complicated and politically charged, this tension that he was talking about. It's very politically charged in that situation. And I'll get back to my original point that I opened with. At the end, it's the environmental flows that will end up, agriculture will take it from, the cities will take it from agriculture. Agriculture will eventually take it from the environment. So it's a really tricky process to try and manage. But I think the reality is we have to, this is where the challenges are. This is the way agriculture is an opportunity. But at the same time, there's some very complex things that we have to keep managing.